All right, let's start the show.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I don't have all the answers, but I have a lot of them.
Most of them. And some very important ones, people. You need to listen.
I have lived a pretty full life for 42, I think. That's a celebration in itself.
Chris Earl is here with guest. Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
I don't even like to pee with the door open. You know, if I've lived with people, I always close the door. And I usually lock it.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand. Whether we have kids or pets or neither. Let's come start again. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. Let's come start again. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles. Let's come start again.
We played Monopoly first, and that game got over surprisingly quickly, and I don't remember why.
It's because I was cheating.
I love you all. I love you more than life itself.
Let's come start again.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Mass. Time travel with Chris Earls here with you till 7 p.m.
I want love, but it's impossible. A man like me, so irresponsible. A man like me is dead in places. Other men feel liberated.
For God's sake, strap yourselves down.
You've been a good, kind, and loyal friend to me, and you made a real difference in my life.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
Hello, hello, hello!
You want to run my bar for me?
That's what I live for.
My name is Chris Earl. The show is Time Travel. Beginning another season of time travel. Hello, tough students. It's your Uncle Chris spinning the records. This one's from 2015. This is Prince.
How did we get here? How did we get this far? How did we get so high? High enough to touch the stars. Not to try.
I'm a black star, way off my money, I've got game. I see red.
There's two guys we're sorely going to miss. David Bowie and before that Prince, both from 2016 for David Bowie in 2015 before he passed away. And Prince also threw out that single Free Yourself, which started out the show. Great, great little single there. I wasn't sure I liked it that much at first, and then listening to it over and over and over, I like it. It's kind of poppy and jumpy, and it's positive, and I love it. I love it. And that Black Star Boy, is that an amazing tune? Every time I listen to it, it's a great Bowie song. It's almost a Peter Gabriel kind of layer upon layer type of thing. Anyway, it's Time Travel. It's Chris Earle, the show that's been around since early 2008. Here, spinning this for you. Another season of Time Travel starts today. And I figured, why not go back to the roots and the original premise of the show, which is jumping around from year to year. We're in the relative present right now, 2015, here on Time Travel, and we will jump around. We'll go to 1969, we'll go to 78, we'll go to 83, and the year 2000, maybe another jump here or two, see what we can do before 7 p.m. when the big picture comes in with Derek and Lisa, and stick around for that. And after that is On the Town with Mikey D. It's a powerhouse lineup here Wednesday nights on WMFO Medford. And for those of you students that are starting here at Tufts or are coming back to the campus and want to get involved with WMFO, look into it, WMFO.org. You can learn how to DJ and spin discs and be like me, middle-aged man coming in here year after year, playing the discs for all you people out there, performing community service for the good of people. And then I'm going to take off my cape right now and we'll play something else from 2015 and 2016 and I believe 2014. Basically, he's been around for a few years and it's amazing and everybody loves this guy. It's Alexander Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda, with all those other guys. I had a nice intro for it and I was going to jump right into it, but I kind of blew it. Anyway, Hamilton, Time Travel, here with you till 7 p.m.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar?
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter by 14. They placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came and devastation reigned. Our man saw his future drip, dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain.
Well, the word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father split, full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half-dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick.
And Alex got better, but his mother went quick.
Moved in with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide. Left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside, a voice saying,
Alex, you gotta fend for yourself.
He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead and destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, plucking for his late mother's landlord, trading sugar, cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Skimming for can get his hands on, planning for the future. See him now as he stands on the bow of a ship, headed for a new land. In New York, you can be a new man.
In New York, you can just be a new man. In New York, you can just be a new man.
New York,
you can be a new man.
New York,
just you.
with him.
Me, I died for him.
Me, I trusted him.
Me, I loved him.
And me, I'm the damn fool that shot him.
There's a million things I haven't done, but just you.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just burst in the door. We started whooping her ass worse than before. They first were divorced, sewing her over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who.
Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. Sometimes I want to get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips. My bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids and expect them not to know what a woman's... is. Of course they're gonna know what intercourse is. By the time they hit fourth grade, they got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who cut other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Will Smith don't got a cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? So you guys can just lie to get me here? So you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave to first. Little bitch put me on blast on MTV.
Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim.
I said download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave him an MVD. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups. All you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
I'm like a head trip to listen to, cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the balls to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoated at all. I just get on a mic and spit it, and whether you like to admit it, I just better than 90% of you rappers out can. Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like volumes. It's funny, cause at the rate I'm going when I'm 30, I'll be the only person in a nursing home flirting, pinching nurses' asses when I'm off of Jergens and I'm jerking. But this whole bag of Viagra isn't working, and every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings, or in the parking lot circling, screaming I don't give a fuck with his windows down and his system up. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can, how does it go?
I'm Slim Shady, yes I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So don't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Yes, there's a Slim Shady in all of us.
So true. Let's all stand up.
Let's all stand up.
That's what I just said. That's Eminem, or the real Slim Shady, from the year 2000 here on Time Travel with Chris Earl. Oh, my God. That was 16 years ago. pre-9/11. Things were still looking up for America. The real Slim Shady was out there spitting on your onion rings, putting one of those fingers on each hand up, but it was a different time. Here we are 16 years later. Anyway, time travel's here with you till 7 p.m. or until I have a heart attack and die. Could happen. Never know. This is the New Radicals, as opposed to the Old Radicals, or the Free Radicals, with a song you've probably heard a million times on the radio, but you're going to hear it again here on Time Travel. You get what you give, I think. Here it is. Let's listen in. The year 2000 here on Time Travel.
Got a lot of sharks out there trying to take a bite of something. It was hot. A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up anytime something new comes along. Everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly. I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up the rock crowds, make money, chill with the honeys, sign autographs, and whatever the people want from me. Shit's funny how impossible dreams manifest in the games that be coming with it. Nevertheless, you got the gold from the gusto, but you don't know about the blood, sweat, and tears, and losing some of your peers, and losing some of yourself through the years past gone by. Hopefully it don't manifest, but the wrong guy, egomaniac in the brainiac, don't know how to act. Shit's deep, 48 track studio, gangsta max, sign the deal, thinks he's gonna make a meal, but never will, till he crosses over steel, filling your head with fantasies. Come with me, show the sacrifice it takes to make the cheese. You wanna be a rock superstar in the biz, and take shit from people who don't know what it is. I wish it was all fun and games, but the price of fame is high, and some can't pay the way feel trapped in. What you rapping about? Tell me what happened when you lost clout. The route you took started collapsing. No fans, no fame, no respect, no change, no women, and everybody on your show. You wanna be a rock superstar and live large, your big house, five cars, your big charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder.
See rock star, you know what I'm saying? But you still trying to get out and work like everybody else, you know? You know, it's a fun job, but it's still a job, you know? Save your money, man. Save your money, too. Hit single don't last very long, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been lucky in this game, too. There's gonna be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like some series.
Yeah, if I have big dreams, I'm making big cream. Big shot, heavy hitter on the make. And you wanna look trendy in the Bentley. Be a star band, never act friendly. You wanna have big fame? Let me explain what happens to these stars in their big brains. First, they get played like all damn day. Long as you sell, everything will be okay. Then you get dissed by the media fans. Things never stay the same way. Some never give fool to the foolish. That's why fools end up dialing on a bullet. Think everything's fine in the big time. See me in my legs with the chrome rings shine. So you wanna roll far and live large. It ain't all that goes with being a rock star.
So you wanna be a rock superstar and live large. A big house and five cars, you're in charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder constantly to be a rock superstar and live large.
I'm chilling in the hotel room lonely, but I thank God I'm with my homies. But sometimes I wish I was back home, but only no radio or videos. Gonna show me no love, the phony. Gotta hit the boat solely, so the record gets pushed by Sony. I'm in the middle like Moni, and the press say that my own people disown me. And the best way back is to keep your head straight, never inflate the cranium. You're too worried about them honeys at the Palladium who just wanna cling on, swing on, and so on. Go on, fall off, the hoes roll on to the next rock superstar with no shame. Give him a year and they'll be right at the game, the same as the last one who came before him. Gain fame, started getting ignored. I warned him, assured him, this ain't easy. Take it from Weezy, sleazy people wanna be so cheesy. They're fucking evil.
Yes, the year 2000 here on Time Travel. Here's another one, She's So High.
She's black, flesh and bone, no types of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound.
But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong, and nothing's gonna happen.
this is really happening. She's got her hand on me. Now look at all the crap I'm in.
She's a guy. It's funny. It's funny, you silly sons of bitches. They think it's a girl, but it's a guy. And back in 2002, when that was written, hilarious. Now, not so much, because you guys are all uptight. Silly sons of bitches. You're going to be the death of me, as well as everybody else around you. People are going to be wearing... Guys are dressed as girls. Girls are dressed as guys. Nobody knows who's who anymore. It's a freaking mess. So go out and vote for Hillary or Trump and be even sadder, because we're doomed. We are doomed. It's just a matter of time. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. We're going to go somewhere else. Why don't we go to, a better time, 1969, when there were hippies and a lot of drugs. It's Mama Cass. It's getting better. Till she ate a sandwich. Yep.
With a purple umbrella and a 50-cent hand. Living, loving, just a warm and just cool out town in her age Cadillac. Living, loving, just a warm. Come on, babe, on the roundabout. Right on the merry-go-round. We all know what the name is, so you better lay your money down.
She is. That she is. How about a little Wayne Newton? Here's a guy who had a girl's voice. And we love it. It's Time Travel with Chris Early with you up to 7.
She ain't got no money. Her clothes are kind of funny.
Says he's crazy, and her life's a mystery. Oh, but love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows. La la la.
1969 here on Time Travel. Chris Earle. It's WMFO Medford.
Right.
Yeah, it's the Doors with one of my favorites, Wild Child, here on Time Travel. You remember when we were in Africa? WMFO Medford.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't a-coming back, 'cause he's a-moving on. He's a-rolling on. And you were flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm a-moving on. Now, but someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say to keep moving on. Keep rolling on. You were flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. Move on, baby. Mr. Fireman, won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee to keep rolling on, keep moving on. Now please listen to me, let this rattle free and keep moving on. Move on, son, move on. Told you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen to pay me no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. I'm through with you, too bad you blew, 'cause I'm moving on. Move on, baby, move on.
Move on, move on. Move on, move on. It was Elvis, Time Travel, here with you till 7 p.m. Here's a PSA, snuck right up on you.
all started in January of